I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Gunner and Cheyenne's Blown Off.
Scott is in Glendale. Scott, how are you, man?
Man, just hanging in there.
Good, man. What's the latest with Michelle?
I bet Scotty doesn't know. I've been waiting the last 5 minutes to say that. It's so stupid.
But Scotty doesn't know. Yes. All right. Tell us what you do know about Michelle there, Scott.
Wow. So that kind of threw me off guard. We went out a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, she kind of, it was a nice time, and then she kind of disappeared, and I can't get in touch with her. Like, I've called, texted, I sent her a message on Instagram, and I don't know what's going on. I thought we had a good time.
So why do you think she's ignoring you?
Honestly, I have no idea. I thought the date went pretty well. It is weird, though, because, like, I don't want to slip up, but she was a little bit, like stuck up or something, I guess.
She was stuck up. Why would you want to date somebody that's stuck up?
Well, because I had a great time, and I don't know if it was just that night, but she just kind of had something about her that kind of came across as being stuck up. But maybe she's got, like, a legitimate reason why she doesn't want to go out. But it doesn't make any sense to me based on the time that we had.
All right. What was the first date like? I mean, how was it? How'd it go?
It was nice. We got together. We went to a restaurant that's kind of near her house. She wanted to show me, like, her favorite restaurant.
Okay.
And, you know, had drinks, we had food, we talked a lot, and I thought we really clicked and hit it off.
And throughout all that, she came off as stuck up.
There was something underlying there, a little stuck up undertow. I don't know.
Stuck up undertow.
Yeah. Maybe I'm misreading it based on her not getting back to me. Maybe I'm making something
well, maybe
up.
You came off as stuck up too, man. I mean, there's got to be a reason why she's not calling you back, right?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Do I sound stuck up?
I mean, you didn't even like my joke in the beginning, so.
Yeah.
I'm confused. I didn't see that we're
maybe it was your dry sense of humor, Scott.
Yeah, I'm maybe high strung, but not stuck up.
All right.
This is Blown Off with Gunner and Cheyenne.
Well, we are back with Scott, who we chatted with just a little bit ago about a date that he went on with Michelle, that he's trying to get in touch with her. She's not calling him back. And Scott described her as stuck up.
Yeah, but like an underlying stuck up. I mean, they went to a restaurant near her house because, you know, she wanted to show him her favorite restaurant. And, I mean, it seemingly went really well. He just said that she seemed a little stuck up.
I would think that somebody wouldn't want to, you know, get involved with somebody that's stuck up, Scott.
Again, I mean, we had a good time on the date, and she was really attractive, and we hit
there
it off.
It is. Yeah. Maybe there it is.
So she's hot. He'll forgive the stuck up because she's hot.
I mean, you know, you give
them. All right. Yeah. Well, let's figure out the real reason Michelle has been blowing you off, Scott. Let's call Michelle right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Michelle?
Yeah, who's calling?
Hi, Michelle. My name's Gunnar. That's Cheyenne.
Good morning.
We do the morning show on Camel Country 107.9. Scott asked us to call you.
Okay, he did.
Yeah, so you know who Scott is. He asked us to call you because he thinks that you've been ignoring him.
I know. I feel really bad. I've been meaning to call him, but I wasn't ignoring him. I had a situation.
Okay. What was the situation?
Well,
if you don't mind us asking.
Sure, no problem. He probably remembers. I told him I was going to visit my friend who lives a few hours away.
Okay.
And when I left her house, I left my phone there. And I really didn't notice until I got back. And I didn't want to drive back the same day. So I was like, oh, I'll go back and, you know, the next day or two to go get it or have her mail it or whatever. But she actually found out that she had been exposed to COVID.
Oh, no.
And I was not going to drive back there or have her mail it without her, you know, quarantine, being tested and everything. So.
Well, how long ago was that?
That was now 15 days ago.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure that it was safe and whatever, but that's the only place that I had his number, so I just couldn't.
There was no way to reach out and get a hold of him.
Yeah.
So, did she have COVID? I mean, did she get tested?
No. I was negative.
Oh, you were negative. What about your friend?
Was good. She was, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good. We're glad that you guys are healthy and that you weren't positive for COVID.
So now Michelle, yeah, we do have Scott on the phone with us. He's heard this entire conversation. Scott, man, anything you want to jump in with here?
Yeah. I am so sorry about your last couple of weeks. It sounds terrible. I'm glad that you're healthy and you came back COVID negative and your friend's okay. And I was wondering, and I know this is a weird way to do this, but I really did have a great time on our date, if you'd want to hang out again.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd love to.
Wow.
Yeah, I had a really good time.
That was easy.
See, guys?
That was like one of the easiest ones we've had.
I know. Wow. I'm so happy for you guys.
Thanks.
Yeah, I almost got plague blocked.
What?
Plague blocked?
The
plague!
Yes!
Like the plague!
See? Who has a sense of humor now?
Wow! Nicely done, Scott. Nicely done.
Touché.
That was good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.